Passion, drive, perseverance. Those are just a few things it takes to be a business owner. Denim and Blazers with Sean Vanderpool is a chance to spend time with each business owner, figure out their journey and how they decided to turn their vision into a reality. Come hang out with us as we find out how they rock their denim and blazers. I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelvanterpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. This week's episode of Denim and Blazers. This week I'm with Miss Tiffany Starling.
Hello,
hi. I'm glad you're here with me.
Oh, thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, that's what we do. What do you do?
My husband and I flip houses, and I also am starting like event planning, an adult event planning. So, doing events targeted to ages 25 and up.
Cool, folks. Yes.
Definitely grown and sexy events. I'm having one next month, February 16th, at Chapman and Kirby, and it's called the Chardet Experience. Okay. So it's going to be a live band. They're going to be singing all of her greatest hits. We have a DJ. It's complimentary drinks all night. We have tons of giveaways. We've been giving away a BMW for the weekend. So then we have a couple artists coming that are going to be doing live portraits of Chardet.
Okay, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be a great experience. This
awesome. I plan on being there this year.
I hope so. You better be there.
Yeah, no. That's why I've been strategically working on 2020 being a more planned out. Sorry. It is on my calendar to be there.
Good.
Is this your passion, the Chardet Experience? What is your passion?
My passion is anything that I'm able to use my creativity in.
Okay.
So with the real estate, being able to do interior decorating, interior design, with the Chardet event or any other event, it's making a true experience. You know, what can I do to make it something that's different?
Right.
You know, just being able to use, you know, that creativity. And that's really what I'm passionate about, is being able to see what can I do different and how can I bring it to the next level?
Cool. Yeah. So it's almost like you can walk into a space and just see how you can make it different.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
Absolutely, yes.
I see how that can work too in flipping homes and stuff, where someone else probably sees something ugly. You like, we can paint this.
We can knock this wall down and put an island here, and just, you know, picking out the backsplash and the kind of like that stuff is like, it's like an adrenaline rush for me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I love doing it. I just absolutely love being able to just be creative.
Cool. How did you get started with the Chardet Experience?
It started because I got so many people saying that I favor her.
Yeah, you do.
And it was just kind of crazy because people would ask to take pictures with me.
And really?
It was like, okay. So I don't know. I just kind of was like, what if I can't sing? I wish I could, but I was like, okay.
You probably full effect, right?
Oh, man. That would be crazy. But Yeah, I was like, and I love her music, and I know that she has a ton of fans out there. And so I thought, well, maybe we could just do like just you know, live music and have someone that's this crazy talented, which I do. I have Kia Hicks and the band. Mm-hmm. They're a Grammy nominated band, just singing her, you know, her greatest hits. And I that's really how it started, you know.
From the videos I've seen, the audience of it is so cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was very diverse and very, like, you know, business, like, you know, business casual type people. It wasn't, you know, definitely 25 and up crowd, you know.
Grown and sexy.
So, yes.
Grown and sexy. So, with that, I know you similar, you know, the way you look is similar to her, and then how people would come up to you and just sitting there one day, did it just come to you all at once, or did you just say, you know?
Well, people were like, you should be a Shardy lookalike. You could go to Vegas and make a ton of money. Well, I have three kids. I can't go to Vegas. I have three young kids. I can't do that.
Right.
And so just kind of pondering, like, you know, what could I do to kind of, because I was just getting it so much. It just kind of just came up, like, hey, maybe I could do this little event and I can host it. And you know,
I can see that though. So when I first met you, that's like, she looks like Shardy. And I remember Laura was like, everybody said that. And I was like, cool. But that's awesome though that you found a creative way to not go to Vegas with me. Vegas here, right? Even with not singing.
Take some vocal lessons.
Have you figured out that dance between business and family?
You know, it really hasn't been an issue.
Cool.
Up until 2019. That was the struggle. Like, I really had to get organized and have a calendar and a planner, and I'm used to being able to just have it up in here. Like, I never really, like, had to put everything in a calendar.
Right.
But with all my kids being in so many different sports and stuff, so it's number one key is, like, just to be super organized and put everything down. And I tend to do what my kids need first. I mean, they're my number one priority. And but if I gotta stay up till 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning to get things and to make it happen, then that's just what I've been doing.
Wow.
You know.
Yeah. You know, it's amazing as business owners, you sit here and you try to figure out, how am I gonna get it all? Right. And I even know sometimes with my mom, I'm like, Mom, if you need me to do something, I need you to tell me now. Because, I mean, that may sound crazy, but I need to block the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And my kids have kind of gotten used to it. Yours are smaller, but mine know to text me.
Yeah.
Because even if they say it to me,
right,
I'm going to think about it. Yeah, I need to see it, and then I need to save it.
Yeah, so I'm going to stop what I'm doing, put it in my calendar. Because if I say, oh, I'll put it in my calendar 15 minutes from now, I'll forget. You know, so calendar is everything.
everything.
So, you know, I don't get to spend a lot of time with friends and stuff because you know, I gotta handle my business, and because either it's mommy duty, you know, I've definitely gotta spend time with the husband,
right?
You know, and work.
And when you're not doing that, I'm asleep.
Right. And I try to get a workout in five times a week.
I was going to say, God, that's a lot.
No, 5 times a week. I try to, like, Monday through Friday to work out at least an hour, like for an hour.
You've been doing good with that. I see your posts. And I just broke up with Lifetime yesterday. Making our relationship last another 30 days, but I just told myself, I'm gonna just go walking. One, that may be tacky, but it's not a priority. But you are inspiring. I'll see you doing your workout, and then I'll see you at football practice. And then you have your promotion going on.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I really do believe that it's important for us to take care of our health.
It is.
You know, not just for physical appearance, but just, you know, to keep our heart rate so that we're here to raise our kids and our grandkids and stuff. Yeah. So it's important to try to, you know, eat healthy and exercise, mm-hmm. to, you know, just to...
Uh-oh. Light out. You came back on. Motion light.
So, yeah. So I dedicate an hour.
Daily. It helps mentally, too.
It does. It makes you feel good. Yeah. It really does.
Yeah. It's awesome that you do that. I just, my discipline level is just not there. And when I do go, I realize I prefer to walk. I used to like running. Mm-hmm. But,
It takes a while to get used to. I mean, once you start, it takes a minute. But then I think once you start to lose a couple of pounds or whatever, and you start to feel good about yourself, then it's like, okay, well, maybe I could push myself a little bit more. I turn that 30 minutes into 40 minutes. Right. And, you know.
Yeah.
So.
I've been happy eating chocolate and all this thickness.
I love chocolate too.
I love chocolate. Makes me happy. But yeah, no, I see you work out. And then, you know, I see a few other people that I know doing it. Mm-hmm. And it is inspiring. So keep posting your pictures.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I did break up with Lifetime.
Break up with Lifetime.
I broke up with Lifetime. He making me stay around for like 30 days. We'll see what happens. But no, I think I like being outside though.
Yeah. You get to see the scenery and stuff. And
I need to get focused though. I'll keep watching Instagram and maybe that'll help me. What is your main mission with the Sade experience?
It's just really to give people a different experience. Mm-hmm. You know, something that's different from just
the club.
The club or whatever, you know, or just... Even with just going to see live music, the Sade experience offers so many different, you know, aspects of just arts itself, you know, with having the live painter doing, and then we have like a cigar vendor as well. And but it really is a different experience. Mm-hmm. And I just want people to walk out of there and be like, I had such a great time. Like, this was so awesome, you know? So... you know, that is my mission. It's just for people to want to say, you know, that this was just a really good event. It was just a nice experience. So.
Yeah, that's cool, especially here in Houston. It's a lot of clubs, but there's not always that experience, to be honest. You know, you have it in some spots, but that's cool.
Yeah
that's cool. So what are two frequently asked questions you get?
Am I a promoter?
I'm not
a promoter.
Like, no.
No, because I feel like promoters are, you know, constantly out in the limelight, and that is not me. I'm kind of a private person.
Yes.
I'm definitely not a promoter. You know, I like to host events from time to time, but promoting is not my thing. I don't want. I mean, of course, I have to promote my event. But I'm definitely not a club promoter.
Right. I get that. And what's the other one?
I mean, people have asked about, you know, how I got started, which kind of, you know, what I've explained or whatever. But they are, what am I doing with this whole Sade thing? And I'm just enjoying it, right? Really, you know? Wherever it takes me, that's where it takes me.
I'm like, you're actually doing it.
Hopefully, you know, if they do a Sade movie on Lifetime, they'll call me.
They'll have somebody so you can lip sync.
You know, but I'm just enjoying myself with it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm having fun with
it.
That's
good. I think what you're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different. And sometimes when it's new for other people, they can't conceive it.
Yeah.
But I like it. Yeah.
This is fun to do.
Right. I get the whole
And I don't really feel like I'm trying to be her, because this is what I look like. And I started wearing my hair in a pump because I work out so much.
Right.
And so this is just a cute little way of, you know, styling my hair, just so, you know, because I work out 5 days a week and just put in a ponytail. It's so easy with three kids just to go.
And then
it's a cute little look for me. So.
Yeah, no, I don't, it's not, even, I didn't make it last year, but I saw some of the video clips, And it's not you trying to be her at all. It's really an experience, you know. The fact that y'all look similar, that's a bonus, right. You know. But no, and even in meeting you, I never got that you was trying to be shy.
I worry about that sometimes because at the beginning I found it to be kind of awkward, you know, it's just, so I kind of had to get used to this whole Shardy lookalike thing, right. Because I'm like, I'm not really trying to look like her. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just really just how I look.
Right.
So, but yeah, I just kind of.
That's a dream. It is what it is. when is the Shardy experience?
It is Sunday, February 16th, from 7 to 12 at Chapman and Kirby. You can get tickets at Eventbrite. I think it's the Shardy experience.eventbrite.com. Or you can just search the Eventbrite, put the Shardy experience on there.
Cool.
So their tickets are $20. They will be going up February 1st.
I need to start so. Purchase mine today.
Yes, go ahead and get those.
For that.
Complimentary drinks all night. I mean, that kind of, you know, it pays for itself.
Right.
But the band is so nice. I mean, they are so talented. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're awesome. You know,
cool.
Beautiful. So and Takiya Hicks is the girl can sing. Awesome. Yeah, look her up. She can sing.
Awesome. Well, I'm gonna be there.
Okay.
And yes. I'm gonna actually do that today because, again, with the calendar thing, I'm gonna go ahead and purchase my ticket today. But I'm excited, and I'm glad you came to hang out with me for a little bit.
Thank you so much for inviting me. This was fun. This was really fun.
Yeah, you know, it's all about supporting each other,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you on February 16th at the Sade Experience,
right.
And I'll see y'all next time on Denim and Blazers.
Bye.